Starry 83, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. You know, I love to talk girl talk. I love to talk about things that help women, that give them encouragement and advice and love and support. And this book we're talking about today is called Sugar Coated. You're thinking dessert. I know my mind went there the first time, but it's Sugar Coated's the name. Sugar Coated is the name, and it's finding sweet release from cravings that control us. She's an award-winning author, artist, and speaker, Angie Haskell, and she's going to help women deal with some of the harsh realities that we face in our life. Angie, so glad to have you with me today. Tell me why you wrote this book. Where were you when you thought, I've got to say this?
Well, you know, as a Christian, we all go through struggles. And I had just gone through a horrible divorce. Mm. And I actually was, I also write children's books, but I was meeting with some moms and we really struck up a lot of friendships. And after talking to them, I realized, you know what? I'm not alone. Right. We all struggle with something, whether it's shopping, whether it's, you know, we all have emotional needs, and yet nobody seems to want to talk about them.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? It's time to quit sugarcoating it. Yes. And let's be real about the things that we struggle with and how to get healthy.
Oh, I love that you're addressing these things that are sometimes difficult to talk about. And I think one of those things too, Angie, is that I see women going along with other women because they're all doing it, and yet they don't feel good about it. So you bringing this reality to them could maybe bring them some satisfaction and set them free. What is it that you hear the most from women that they're struggling with?
You know, depending on what our age is, we all struggle with something. You know, I've said many times, if we all wrote down what's going on in our thoughts on a Post-it note and taped it to our forehead, we'd never get out of the house because right. We all struggle. And regardless of what that struggle is, and like I said, it could be inappropriate relationships, it could be substance abuse. We may feel horrible about how we look because we see airbrushed people on the internet and compare ourselves to that.
Yes.
You know, and it's just like one way or another, we struggle. And I thought, no one's really talking about how do we get through this. And women need to lean on each other. We need to lean on the Lord. We may need to see a licensed therapist.
Yes.
But the point is, we got to step out of the light and say, I'm struggling here and I'm willing to get better.
That's right.
And, you know, we got to take off that fake sugar coat and burn it in the fire and really be who we are.
Thank you for saying that. It's not just like you said, it's not just food. It could be relationships. It could be some other bad habit that you have. And yet we need to recognize it and identify it. What do you say then when somebody realizes that they have these cravings for something in their life? Where do you tell them to go and how to handle that?
The first thing I tell them is go to God in prayer.
Yes.
There's been many times I have, like the woman in the book of Mark who is holding on to Jesus's garment by the hem. You know, I was holding on with both hands like a lot of women. You know, we're white knuckling it because we don't know what to do if we let go.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's important to talk to a pastor. If you are not in a church that you're not comfortable to talk with your pastor, you might need to find a different church.
Come on.
We need a faith leader in our life that we can go to and not feel shame.
Yes.
It's so important. So many women think that we're not deserving of a relationship with Christ because of shame. That's just crazy.
He loves us so much. That's why he paid the price for us, because he cares about
Absolutely.
You so much, and he has a plan and purpose for you. And I'll throw in here too, I appreciate you saying about your pastor, but if you can find another godly woman that you know loves Jesus and will be there for you with you, that would be a beautiful gift also that can walk alongside of you. Angie, we could talk for an hour, so would you come back and do this again?
Absolutely, I'd love to. The book Sugar Coated is an easy read. It's not a big, thick book because we women are busy. And that's the first step in owning it so you can get healthy and then taking baby steps.
That's so great. Angie Haskell, she is the author of Sugar Coated. I'm going to make this easy for you if you want to know more about it. It's on my Conversations link right now. And you can listen back to this interview and share it with someone else. That's all at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.